Angoon Mayor Peter Duncan remembers first hearing about a proposal to develop Thayer Creek when Jimmy Carter was president.
When I first heard about all this that was happening, I was still in high school back in 1980, but it could have been earlier than that that they were talking about it. But back in 1980, I know for a fact, that was in serious talks with the corporation and everybody about the possibility of a hydro.
In December 1980, Congress passed the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act and established the Admiralty Island National Monument on the ancestral lands of the Angoon Tlingit. In the process, Angoon's village corporation, Kutznuu, negotiated the right to develop hydroelectric resources in the area. But those rights didn't come with funding. John Wunro, Director of Tourism and Natural Resources for Kutznuu, says that stopped the project from ever getting off the ground.
We've had lots and lots and lots of attempts at getting funding in a community the size of about 400 people in rural, remote Alaska, where everybody has needs, every community has needs.
So for the past four decades, residents of Angoon have relied on diesel to heat their homes, power their freezers, and keep their lights on. And that fuel gets expensive, up to eight times the national average. A few years ago, spurred by rising fuel prices, Kutznuu decided to move forward without federal funding, using a $7 million grant from the Alaska Energy Authority. They started designing a run-of-river hydroelectric facility on Thayer Creek, a few miles north of town. The project they envisioned would generate more than enough electricity for the community of Angoon if they could find another $30 million or so dollars. Earlier this year, Wunro says he was about ready to give up.
Several of us were about ready to just sort of toss in the towel. We just had one funding denial after another, after another, after another.
Then, this February, Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan announced that Angoon would receive $27 million in federal funding to develop the Thayer Creek project. Combined with smaller grants, that means the $34 million project is fully funded. Although they're still waiting on some final reports, Wunro considers the project fully permitted. Another hard-fought success.
This is federal land, and not only is it federal land, it's national monument land. And so it's a tough place to get permission to build, even though Thayer was granted the right to develop Thayer to the community and to Kutznuu 40 years ago through legislation. It doesn't mean that it was an easy project.
Once construction begins in spring 2025, Wunro estimates that it will take 3 years to complete the hydroelectric facility, plus a barge landing, service road, and underground cable system. When the project is complete, it's expected to stabilize or reduce electric costs for residents for at least 50 years and provide a lot of extra power.
Probably up to 70% of the hydro will be excess. And so we're looking to be able to work with IPEC to establish reduced rates for that excess hydro, to incentivize heat pumps in homes, someday maybe electric vehicles, electric boat motors, and attracting business to the community that maybe isn't here in part because of the high cost of energy.
Mayor Duncan says collaboration between the city, tribe, and village corporation helped make this project a reality, and he says the hydroelectric project is just one way Angoon is moving into the future.
This is the result of working together. Good things do happen, and that's what we're seeing right now today, is, everybody working together to make something happen. And I haven't seen something like this in Angoon for quite some time, so we're all excited.
The community held a celebration to officially launch the project and look back on its 44-year history on Friday afternoon in the elementary school gym. The agenda included speeches from local leaders, as well as stories of Angoon elders testifying in front of Congress and adopting President Carter into a clan. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.